It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Steve Bailey's trying to score some serious points with Matt Douglas.
It's good stuff.
But then again, you know, this is the week of St. Patrick's Day.
That's
it
true.
Comes up on Saturday.
Works so perfectly.
When I get back at studio tomorrow, maybe I'll see if I can't find a few more Irish jigs to play throughout the course of the week. I think that could be a lot of fun also. I mean, it is the season, right?
Sure, yeah. There's something to that Irish fiddle right there. That always makes me smile when I hear it play.
Yeah, I'm sure. We're having a lot of fun here at our Spotlight on Avon, coming at you live from the University Hospital's Avon Health Center. For Spotlight on Avon, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. And see, when you were doing the news update, I had the opportunity to speak with our next guest, Dr. Anthony Bass-Feiss, and we're happy to have you on the show. And you were telling me you've got quite the extensive history in radio.
Well, I have. This is not my first rodeo, as it were. back in 1964, it was my first job in the radio arena, if you will. I worked for a classical music station on the east side of Cleveland. I moved into working at a couple of the downtown AM stations, WKYC, when they had Radio 1100 as their affiliate as well. I moved into, worked for the 1260 station as well, and did some work in television. And I've kept my hand in it, mostly doing interviews in these later years.
Well,
Dr. Bass-Feiss has gone on to do some wonderful things in his career, as you might imagine, too. So there's hope for you and I after
Yeah,
all,
no maybe. Kidding.
Absolutely. When this gets a little boring, there are plenty of places for you. Just think outside the box.
Sure.
Yes. Well, of course, Dr. Bass-Feiss now, he is the chief medical officer at UH Elyria Medical Center. So I forgot to mention that when I first brought you on. I was so fascinated by your radio career, I forgot about the most important part.
That's quite all right. Well, we're here. First of all, we're very glad to have both of you here today spending the time with us. This is a great opportunity for the rest of the community to see what we have to offer here at UH Avon. We're sitting right now in the lobby of the fitness center, and there's racquetball and squash going on behind us. There's people doing walking around in our walking track. I mean, there's just a great opportunity here for people of Lorain County to take advantage of what UH has to offer here at the Avon Center to promote health and wellness. If we went around the corner, there's people on treadmills. We've got a spa over here just in case somebody needs to have some mental and physical relaxation taking place. And that's all down here on the first floor of this facility. So it's just amazing.
And there's a ton going on here. I mean, you know, as we talked earlier, this place has been busy since we arrived around 2 o'clock, but you mentioned that you see patients here still at this facility. You get here around 7, 7:30, and you said it's even busier than it is right now at 5.
Sometimes you've got the parking lot is full, and you've got to be parking at the far end of the lot. Our laboratory here opens up at 7:30 in the morning. We have mammography, x-ray, regular blood draw laboratory as well. That's all going on, and patient care starts up on the second floor between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. I still practice gynecology 2 half-days a week at this location, but I have colleagues here that do women's health. We have our plastic surgeon is here as well, and we've got some additional opportunities that are opening up. We'll be looking at some bariatric medicine projects that will be starting here as well. If you went across the hall and you've already been talking to people in physical therapy, we have a full-service physical therapy facility here. So UH has a lot to offer right here in Avon. Some very unique opportunities for taking care of patients, providing service to the community, and just coming out and having a good time and recognizing that exercise is part of life. You know, it's not just walking from one room to another or walking across a parking lot. It's really focusing on the total health of each of us to use what we have to the best of our ability. And by spending time exercising, keeping your health up, that makes for longevity. It makes for minimizing a lot of medical conditions that otherwise can set in. High blood pressure, diabetes, these things are all mitigated by having an active, robust physical life as well.
And I think a lot of what you guys do here as well is you promote the idea that while sometimes you look at that from the outside and you think, boy, what a pain in the butt it could be to exercise, you guys make it fun here. And
oh,
I saw
absolutely.
That upstairs. I mean, what an incredible environment.
Sure, the environment is here, and right, you can't tell right now, but there's music playing in the background to kind of get you into the mood and the mode. This is something that becomes almost community. It's not just a chore that you go through. this is actually community where people come together. There's socializing that takes place. Most of the people behind us that are practicing in the or playing in the courts, they're not practicing. They're friends with one another. They get together. This becomes a social event in addition to good physical activity, promoting the healthy use of our bodies.
Sure. You hear a lot about white coat syndrome, and it seems like in a place like this, you mentioned it, it's community. You don't have to be intimidated sort of when you come into the doctor.
Not at all. And really, let's talk about that for a minute. You don't need to be intimidated when you come to the doctor anyway. You're right. People do that. Their blood pressures are up. Their heart rates are up because they have the white coat syndrome. My late mom, that always was her problem. She could never have low blood pressure in the doctor's office despite the medication. But just recognize you're coming in, you're working with somebody that you trust, you have a relationship with the doctor that's taking care of you or the nurse practitioner. That should help to bring a lot of that under control. It's not to worry about your blood pressure. It's to just be honest and recognize that that's a problem. We take care of it, and we'll get it under control for you, help you lose weight, get you to exercise, get you on medication if you need it, start to make some dietary modifications. Next thing you know, you're enjoying life and having fun, and that white coat kind of just disappears.
Sure.
We wear the white coat, I think, to keep our clothes clean, but I'm not so sure.
I like that.
I'm engaged to a doctor, and I'm not quite sure that that white coat serves that purpose exactly. It doesn't exactly keep me clean because I think I've washed that white coat 17,000 times. I really hope she's not listening because I'm in a lot of trouble when I go home.
Perhaps you are.
But you had talked about, you know, the social environment here, the sense of community. You know, since we've walked in here, we've been offered to play racquetball a few times. We were offered to be a part of the, what was it? The
body pump?
Body pump. What's a body pump? Any idea what that is?
I'll confess I don't know what the body pump is. You've got me on
that. Well, we may have misheard it. We had our headphones on at the time. So
You may be right.
But, it seemed interesting, I'll say that.
Yeah. No, and the energy was certainly infectious here, too, and no pun intended. I mean, it was a lot of fun just walking in here and just seeing how much fun people were having, whether it was rehabbing upstairs or working out. One of the things that you and I had discussed before coming on the air here, too, one of the new exciting things you guys have coming to this facility, cardiovascular imaging. So what all is involved with that?
That's a very good question, and that is something we're very proud of. Cardiovascular imaging has to do with being able to look at the heart in particular, and there's blood vessels involved, but looking at the heart and using the imaging technology that is currently available to answer a couple of questions. What does the anatomy look like, and what's the physiology? What's the function of the heart? And one of the things that we're very proud of over here is through our North Ohio Heart Center, our imaging capabilities that we have through some of our physicians, we do what's called fractional flow reserved computing tomography, FFRCT. It's a way to look at cardiac function in real time, not just take a static picture of the heart, but actually looking at how it's pumping, how is blood flowing, and be able to answer the question, is this heart functioning correctly and is it functioning well? With a little more precision that we can get from some other imaging techniques. It's kind of taking what we would say is a chest x-ray and looking at heart and lungs and turning that into a CT scan of the chest. Now take that and focus that exactly in on the heart, where you can get color images, which you can't see on radio, but looking at blood flow, blood vessels, and being able to get an idea of the anatomy and some of the function that goes with it. That helps the physicians decide what patients are going to need intervention and what patients can be treated with medication and with exercise, because the heart is a muscle. And when it comes down to it, if we have any issues related to the heart, once we get past a certain point of therapy, exercise and rehabilitation becomes an important part of that. That's something we do here fairly uniquely, and it's something that was actually developed here at within the University Hospital system that we now have brought to the commonplace use in our system for managing cardiac patients and those who may be at risk for cardiac disease.
You mentioned how you think that helps out physicians analyze what the problem might be. Do you think having that visual also tremendously helps out the patients also? Because sometimes if you actually see what you're feeling and you have an idea as to what's affecting your heart and how it's affecting your heart, sometimes that helps you as a patient better understand what's happening.
Oh, I agree with you. And we do use it in that mode. Our cardiology colleagues will take these images, as the one I just held up and showed you, and this will show them a picture of their heart. They can see which blood vessels are affected, which ones may be affected. It is very, very helpful. And it's not just looking at a picture in a book. It's looking at your heart after the imaging studies have been completed. So this is a very important component of it because, again, now the patient can relate that to what's going on inside their own chest and say, yeah, that's my heart I was looking at pictures of. And it's not just a two-dimensional view, as I said, like a chest x-ray would be. Chest x-ray can show you a picture of your lungs, but when you turn that into a 3D image that you can rotate around in spatial planes using computers, you can really then connect that with what's going on. And it helps have an appreciation for where you are right now and where you need to be and what your prognosis. Very, very important.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think that also does a lot to alleviate, like you said before, the whole white coat syndrome thing, too. When people are able to see things like this,
yes,
it certainly helps to take the pressure off just a little bit because now you have something else to relate to also. And I think that's always important, right? I mean, that whole, I don't want to say customer, but like, you know, patient-doctor relationship, it's a very important thing because they have to learn how to trust the doctor before they take a look at their data and understand what they're looking at.
Absolutely. In medicine, the one constant in everything that we deal with in healthcare is the recognition that when we are patients, whether it's you or I or the people that come to see us, we don't go to a building. Yes, we do. We go to Avon, but we go to Elyria Hospital. But we go to see the doctor, Dr. Smith, Dr. Jones, or nurse practitioner Evans, or whatever the name may be. But we go to a person. And we interact at a personal level. And that's where we develop the trust. That's where we develop the insight that helps us to take care of the patient. And that's where the patient then develops the ability to take our advice, internalize it, and then go with it. Oh, yeah, there'll be challenges in that, and there's good, hearty dialogue in some cases. But patient care is about interpersonal relationships, about people who can help each of us take better care of ourselves.
Do you find advantages from the doctor's standpoint, from the patient's standpoint of a facility like this where you can treat somebody and then you have a physical therapist down the hall who can teach them the exercises right there on the track or a trainer?
Oh, sure. That makes a big difference. In my specialty of gynecology and even not too long ago when I was practicing obstetrics actively, we would talk to patients about exercises being a first line of therapy. So an example would be, well, you mentioned physical therapy. So if it's a patient who has some limitations, they can go to the physical therapist, get some advice, get some training, go through several sessions of exercise, and then say, okay, now that you know what to do, how to work that knee, how to work that leg, or whatever it might be, come over here and then carry that out on your own and join the community of people that are using physical therapy as both something for fun as well as for rehabilitation, as well as for overall preventative medicine. When I was taking care of obstetric patients, we encourage them to exercise. When I have patients now that are a little heavier than they need to be, or newly diagnosed with diabetes, first line of therapy there is going to be diet and exercise. Same with hypertension, exercise, salt reduction, dietary manipulation, and medication where it's needed. So you're absolutely correct that using the resources we have right in this building, starting with physical therapy, imaging if we're talking about the heart, and then coming over here and taking advantage of what we have to offer. Incredibly important for health and long-term well-being.
No question about it. Well, we covered a lot of ground here. This is a lot of fun talking about your radio history and transitioning into cardiovascular imaging. I don't know we've really gone from one side of the spectrum to the other like that before. That was crazy. It was good
stuff.
It's
good to be behind the microphone again, let me tell you that.
It's good to have you, certainly.
Thank you.
Well, you provide hope for guys like us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe one day. Yeah.
The sky's the limit. All you got to do is think outside the box.
Sure.
Great.
Dr. Basevice, thank you so much for coming by. This is a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us. And welcome here to Elyria. Looking forward to having you here for the rest of the evening, and then again your colleagues tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great stuff. All right, time for a quick break here. We'll come back with more on our spotlight on Avon at University Hospital's Avon Health Center on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.